in this very short reading from the Gospel of Luke today, we can be reminded of all of those women who also accompanied Jesus and ministered to him in his needs, as well as the apostles who have helped us in our journey of faith. We can start probably first for most of us would be our mother, who was the first and hopefully one of the best teachers of our faith, but then also all the various catechists or teachers, all the sisters who taught us and guide us and has guided us throughout our life. So we've been very grateful to all of them who have really inspired us and helped us to grow in our love for Jesus. Kind of reminds me of that old saying from the Baltimore Catechism, which when we are created to love and serve God in this life and to love and serve him eternally in the next. I think all those women were trying to teach us that basic principle of our faith. But it touches upon something that St. Paul says in that first reading. It says, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable of all people. St. Paul begins by emphasizing that essential core of his preaching, essential core of our faith, and that is Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. If he has not been raised, then our faith is pointless. What we are doing here is pointless. No, Christ has been raised. And because of that, he reminds us that his resurrection has opened up for us the eternal life, the possibility of living with God and for God forever. And St. Paul is also reminding the Corinthians, as those probably those women reminded us in one way or another, that if for this life only we have hope in Christ, we are the most pitiable of all people. That the resurrection and the life that Christ has given us begins in this life, but of course it's only fulfilled and come to perfection in eternal life. So while we can hope and have faith in Christ, it will help us in this life. It's not mainly for this life. It kind of hints or touches upon the sort of what we sometimes hear is called as the health and wealth gospel. That if you believe in Christ and if you follow the Lord, everything will work out perfect for you. You have the white picket fence and the perfect wife or husband, and everything is just hunky dory. And it's like when you look at people's life, and especially the life of Christians, it doesn't look like that way at all. Rather, in some ways, it's a bit of the opposite, is that it seems like the trials and difficulties and temptations become greater when we decide to follow Christ. St. Augustine put it in the Office of Readings very succinctly this morning. He says, get ready for suffering, get ready for temptation when we set our foot out to follow Christ. It's because it is not for this life that we hope in him, but for eternal life, to be with him eternally, to love and to serve him eternally. So may our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and our following him, who has been raised from the dead, remind us that we are made to love and serve God now, but to love and serve God for eternity, for our entire life. And may that faith and help us to live more fully and deeply our walk with Christ. Again, thanking all of those women who, as we see, helped Jesus in his ministry during his life, but have helped us on our way in following the Lord.